A cracked sink basin doesn't announce itself. It waits. You'll see a little water around the base of the faucet and think it's condensation. You'll notice the cabinet under the sink smells faintly of mildew and tell yourself it's an old house. You'll set a towel down, then another, and one morning, you'll open that cabinet to get under the pee trap for a completely different reason and find that the crack you didn't know was there has been feeding water into the wood behind your basin for months. And the wood is soft in a way that wood should never be soft. I've seen this 3 times in the field. The repair cost on 2 of them, after the damage had progressed, was over $2,000. The repair cost before the damage progresses is the $20 tube of epoxy in your hand, and about 4 hours of a Saturday morning. A cracked sink basin can be porcelain-coated cast iron, vitreous china, acrylic composite, or solid surface material, like corian. The material determines the repair approach. What works on porcelain over cast iron will not bond correctly to acrylic composite. And using the wrong compound on a vitreous china sink will produce a repair that looks acceptable for 3 months and then begins to fail in a way that's worse than the original crack. The first step is identifying what you're working with. Tap the basin lightly with your knuckle. Cast iron produces a dull, heavy thud. You can feel the mass of it. Vitreous china, standard porcelain, produces a slightly higher ring. Acrylic or composite produces a distinctly hollow sound and is notably lighter if you try to move it at all. Most standard bathroom sink basins in residential construction are vitreous china. Most farmhouse and vintage sinks are cast iron. The distinction matters, so spend 30 seconds making it before you buy anything. Visual diagnosis comes next. Find the crack with good light. A flashlight or your phone's LED will help. Determine whether the crack is surface only or fall thickness. A surface crack in vitreous china or the porcelain coating on cast iron has not compromised the basin's structural integrity. It is cosmetic damage to the glaze layer. It will allow water infiltration, which creates the real long-term problem. But the basin itself is not at structural risk. A full thickness crack, one that penetrates through the china or through the cast iron, means the basin is structurally compromised. You can still repair it, but the repair process and the realistic durability expectation are different. For a surface crack in vitreous china, clean the area thoroughly with acetone. The porcelain glaze is non-porous when intact, but a crack is an open channel. Any soap residue, mineral deposit, or organic material in that crack will prevent the adhesive from bonding. Use a thin brush or a dental pick to ensure the crack is clean through its full length. Apply a thin layer of porcelain repair epoxy in a color match to your basin. Most hardware stores carry white and off-white options, and most residential basins are close enough to one of those that the difference is negligible once the repair cures. Overfill slightly. The epoxy will shrink very slightly as it cures, and you want material to work with when you sand. Sand with wet dry sandpaper beginning at 400 grit and working through 600, 800, and 1000. Each grit progression is removing the scratches left by the previous grit. Take your time with this. The final smoothness of the repair depends almost entirely on the patience you bring to the sanding progression. Finish with automotive polishing compound applied with a soft cloth in small circular motions. If you've done this correctly and the crack was surface only, the repair will be visible only under close inspection in direct light. For a full thickness crack in vitreous china, the calculus is different. The basin can be stabilized and functionally repaired, but the long-term integrity of a full-thickness repair in a ceramic material under the daily thermal cycling of hot and cold water is not indefinite. A repair that holds cleanly for 3 to 5 years is a realistic expectation. A repair that will outlast the house is not. Set that expectation with yourself before you start. The approach for a full thickness crack involves both stabilizing the crack from the interior face and sealing the exterior glaze. Access the underside of the basin. This typically requires removing the P-trap, and for a pedestal or wall-hung sink, supporting the basin while you work. The underside of a vitreous china basin is rough and unglazed. This gives adhesive compounds a much better mechanical grip than the glazed face. Apply a structural two-part epoxy to the underside crack, spreading it generously across and around the crack's full length to create a reinforced patch. For additional stability, some plumbers apply a strip of fiberglass mesh embedded in the epoxy, which distributes any flex stress across a larger area rather than concentrating it at the crack. Allow the structural repair to cure fully. Check the epoxy manufacturer's specs, but most two-part epoxies for structural applications require 24 to 48 hours at room temperature. Then proceed with the surface repair from the approach described above. Do not rush this sequence. The cost of impatience here is a repair that looks complete but has no structural foundation. It will fail under the first significant thermal stress. For cast iron basins, the repair process is similar, but the material is more forgiving. Cast iron is a much more robust structural substrate than china, and a crack in the porcelain coating over cast iron is almost always a surface-only concern. The cast iron underneath is intact. The porcelain coating on cast iron is also typically thicker than vitreous china glaze, which means there's more material to work with in the repair. Clean, fill, sand, polish. Same sequence, same attention to color matching, same patience with the sanding progression. Acrylic and composite basins are a different category altogether. Hairline cracks in acrylic are common, particularly in basins that have seen years of thermal cycling, or that were flexed during installation. The good news is that acrylic repair compounds bond extremely well to acrylic substrates, better, in fact, than the ceramic compounds bond to porcelain. The bad news is that color matching for acrylic composites is significantly more difficult, particularly for basins that have been in use for years and have developed a patina different from new material. Acrylic bathtub and sink repair kits are widely available and contain mixing instructions for approximating standard colors: white, bone, almond, bisque. But if your basin is one of the earth tones or greens popular in the 1980s and 90s, you are likely looking at a repair that is structurally sound and cosmetically obvious. There is a failure mode in sink basin repair that I see more often than any other. The repair that was done correctly, except for one thing. The crack was cleaned, filled, sanded, polished. Every step performed properly. And then the person doing the repair skipped the final waterproofing step. A structural repair without a properly sealed surface will admit water at a rate that will degrade the repair from the inside, exactly the same way the original crack admitted water. The final step, after the surface is smooth and polished, is the application of a ceramic sealant. A thin, penetrating product available at tile supply stores and better hardware stores that closes the microporosity of the repaired surface and prevents water intrusion. Two thin coats, allowing full cure between applications. It adds 90 minutes to the project. It is not optional. The other failure mode worth addressing, the repair that was done on a basin that actually needed replacement. Not every cracked basin is worth repairing. A basin with multiple cracks, with crazing, the network of fine surface cracks that develops in old porcelain from thermal stress, or with a structural crack that runs through the basin near the drain or the faucet mounting holes, is often better replaced than repaired. The labor cost of a repair that fails in 18 months and has to be done again, plus the water damage that may occur in the interim, exceeds the cost of a new basin and one afternoon's installation. Learn to read when repair is the right choice and when replacement is the honest answer. You can get a decent replacement drop-in vitreous china basin for $40 to $80. Installation, if you're comfortable with basic plumbing, disconnecting and reconnecting supply lines, and a P-trap, takes 3 to 4 hours. The skills you've already developed doing this repair are directly applicable. Was the crack already there before your household developed the habits that caused it, or did those habits cause it? The answer tells you whether sealing it is a permanent fix or a delay.